Hey everyone, welcome back to Farmington Retold. I'm your host, Sarah Myers, and today, instead of taking a look back at something in the past, we're going to focus on something that's happening right now, currently within the Farmington Library. So this week, I hosted a makerspace program called the Morning Make It series, which every week I try to teach participants how to create some sort of craft. And this week, I taught a great group of patrons how to make these palette-inspired coasters using a mix of popsicle sticks and washi tape. Now, while hosting these programs, I've started to realize a pattern that keeps occurring every week. And I'm sure it's something that a lot of you can relate to from past experiences being in a group setting where you may not know everyone. So class begins, and I'm trying to get everyone situated and comfortable, but it is painfully silent.
It is kind of like a scotch tape, but it's for crafting purposes, so they have like little designs on them. All right, so we're going to start with 19 popsicle sticks.
But then, as people start getting more comfortable, people start opening up. Usually it's the people who came with friends who start leading the conversations, but gradually other people start joining in too, and it starts getting noticeably louder in the makerspace. Pretty soon, participants are starting to share crafting ideas and start joking about how much time and money they spend on crafts. Everyone just seems to be way more relaxed.
And I just went to washi paste. You got me into it.
My planner, I use it in my, I have a Daniel, she puts it around the edge of all your pictures to make it look like great.
Yep,
oh, that's pretty cool.
It comes in a lot of different colors.
Now we can use your pencil.
So there's a lot of different patterns.
Okay, now I want all these to be the same size.
Right? Wait, now my boys are addicted.
Now you can draw little lines.
They come
that.
The
and
my
then
you
know where to cut. They're all the same size.
I want that one when you're done with it, please. Mm-hmm.
Well, I grabbed it first, so I don't know what
to
tell you.
Well, in front of you. It was an unfair advantage.
Really?
Take it. I know, I did one right hand. Cut it off. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's not fun. I did my two-year-old's from the party. It was a mermaid thing. So I bought, like, the clear balloons.
Yeah, they looking like a pilot.
Yeah, so then nobody showed up because it was that snowstorm.
Oh, no.
You can make the trip.
Which, whatever, that happens.
Yeah.
You know, winter birthdays.
Little
but,
thing. But do you know that even though I have
I
a trip, trip
my walls
yeah.
and
China,
I so I got to hand out all the,
that's awesome. Yeah. Something about.
Pretty soon, I don't even have to try moderating a conversation between this group of strangers. The conversations just keep happening, and soon I have people in my class who are talking about their families, talking about their pets. I even had one participant talk about her recent move to Farmington and all of the different restaurants she's tried so far. What started off as a completely silent, intense room has now ended up as a group of strangers relating to one another, talking about what they love to do and talking about what they love about Farmington.
I have no idea what
that
is.
Well, moving will do that to you, yeah.
Where did you move from?
Bristol. I lived there for almost 11 years.
Really?
Yeah, and then I move out here and I'm like, yeah, I'm never home. Never. That's not a bad thing.
Keep busy? Yeah, no.
I've been to Cultivo.
Yes. Oh, I love that spot. I go there sometimes on my lunch break.
Where is it?
They're great. Cultivo. It is right next to the Walgreens, right?
Yeah,
right.
It's in that little, the Mill Street
building
next to the Scene Art Bar.
Yeah.
And it's all loose leaf tea. And you can pick what you want.
Oh, wow.
A little tea sandwich. sandwiches and salads.
Yeah, I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
She's
so,
so nice.
She's
so
she
nice.
Is. She's
all
very,
of them
nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we need
another
shift.
Yep.
She's one of the nicest people you'll meet.
She
is.
Has anyone
so
tried the hot dog stand yet?
No. Route 4, right?
Carol.
Yeah.
I saw advertised on one of the Facebook groups.
It's good.
It's
good. Because I live right across the street from her.
Yeah.
She's awfully nice. And,
oh, awesome.
Yeah, hot dogs and homemade coleslaw.
I'd love that child to try because he'll just go all the way up to New Britain for Capital Lunch when my girl up Dan's up there. So.
Yeah, she's very nice. And
I like a lot of her.
And
yeah.
After a while, people really start concentrating on what they're making, so it kind of comes around full circle, and it starts to get kind of quiet again. But by the end of class, everyone is showing off what they've made and wishing each other a great rest of the day on their way out. It's really neat to see how something like a simple craft program at the library can really bring members of the community together, even though some of these people are just meeting each other for the very first time. I think it also really goes to show how library programming is constantly evolving. We still have talks and lectures, but we're also starting to incorporate more hands-on activities, which I think really adds another layer to the sense of community that we have here in Farmington, and also within the library. If you're interested in trying some of these newer hands-on programming here at the library, please check out our program and events page on our website at farmingtonlibraries.org. There is something for everyone, and who knows, you might find yourself meeting some really great people along the way.